So beta testers and insiders now have access to iOS 9.3, which will offer some interesting new features when it comes to the rest of us. Night shift automatically shifts the color of the display after sunset to be warmer and easier on the eyes. A lot of users have asked for that. Multi-user mode will help in schools where several students share the same iPad. Now, this will make iPads more on par to the cheaper and what I believe personally more useful in schools, Chromebooks, just because I like Chromebooks better than iPads. My kids they live in Petaluma. It's one-to-one iPads, and they used to use Chromebooks. And I definitely prefer the iPads, especially when the kids get older, because iPads, they don't have keyboards, and so they're just missing out a lot on that. So I don't know. What do you think about this, Jay?
Well, I mean, I'm a Chrome OS user. I've got the Chromebook Pixel right here. I love it. I think it's perfect for education, as far as that's concerned, in comparison. I didn't realize that it was iPad over Chromebooks. I've seen a lot of Chromebooks in the schools, and I know that iPads, I mean, I guess, how much control do you have over an iPad in a school environment from using that iPad for the other things that probably most students actually want to use them for, as opposed to like school stuff?
Not very much.
Yeah, and that's probably a big part of the problem.
So they hand it over and they say the kids can't download and install anything. There's just, they can get we push things to them. They have an app that they can get the things that the schools have decided that they want kids to download. And it took my 12-year-old and 10-year-olds maybe like a month to figure out easily how to get around that. I mean, it is so easy. They're just like, here's what you do. You have to log into your own, iTunes account, and then you install this. And, you know, they have the steps. It's like, this is how you do it. And I think the teachers already know this too. So yeah, it's not hard to get around it. The difference with an iPad and a Chromebook is that a Chromebook, I mean, you could install, the difference between iPads, Chromebooks, and the Windows laptops that they had before, that's huge, because that was the problem with the Windows laptops. You could install anything and it could be, you know, malicious. Yeah. And so now with the Chromebooks, they know exactly what they're installing. So it's, you know, you log in with your Chrome ID.
Yeah, it's like a sandboxed off browser.
Yeah. And nothing, nothing is on the machine itself. So you're not getting malicious software on there. And you would hope with the, you know, with the Apple iTunes store that you're also not getting malware as much.
Mm-hmm. Chrome OS user, Selena?
I'm not, no. But I think it's really interesting about the new Apple OS is that the Flex, because I know that it was really hard. You couldn't get it unless it was jailbroken. And Apple was a little bit, you know, strong-arming them here and there about not developing it and having an iOS app. So the fact that they're taking the, was it night mode?
Night shift. Isn't it night shift?
Yeah, night shift.
There you go. Night shift.
Putting night shift like directly into the device is pretty interesting. I mean, I have Flex on my laptop right now, and it really helps, especially, you know, when you're late at night on your computer, kind of dimming the blue light. I really appreciate that feature. So I'm pretty excited for it to come in my built-in on my iPhone.
I do think, yeah, parts of iOS 9.3, though, really do seem to kind of mimic the things that I really like about Chrome OS in a school environment. Like you said, the roaming profile, and that actually, you know, follows them between devices, students. So if they use one iPad and then move to another one and then move to another one, that profile is going to follow them around. Also, data is cached to the device for repeat users on a particular piece of hardware. So if you use the same iPad multiple times, even though you're a user and you log in, that data is going to be cached there. And you're not going to be waiting all day for it to load.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is really useful, because I think what Apple's doing is, I mean, because a lot of people who are in charge of technology at schools, like, you know, it's by committee, and they think, oh, well, I know iPads, my kids know iPads, we should get everyone an iPad, because they're just not familiar with Chrome when Chrome has these very specific things that are better for schools. And now what Apple is doing is like, well, why don't we try to add these very specific things? Because, I mean, everyone would like multi-user support on iOS, I think, but they're not doing that for regular people. They're just doing it for school. So right now, they, like Apple has said in iOS 9.3, you're not going to have multi-user support in your regular iPad. It's just for school.
So strange. But everyone wants it. And especially in a tablet environment, it's so useful.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why. So this also relates to another story today. This one was from the USA Today that it says Apple continues to fall behind in the education market, losing out to Google's Chrome OS. So, you know, this isn't, everybody's not choosing iPads like Petaluma is. A report by market researcher FutureSource Consulting says says in the third quarter, Chromebook sales were 51% higher than Apple iPad sales. However, Microsoft is still on top, but they have 47% share of the K-12 market. So a lot of people are still using those old. I guess some people might be using Windows 10, but I'm guessing from the schools that I've been in, it's probably a lot of old Windows machines that are full of malware. And
old versions of Internet Explorer that are about to get nagged to death.
Yes.
As we were talking about earlier this week. Cool. Well, I like seeing Chromebook kind of on the rise in the classroom because it's perfect. And there you go. Seems like a lot of other people do too.